love you more.
A friend you can depend on.
This is WILO, your home for classic hits, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM.
WILO.
And welcome to Inside the Huddle here on a Saturday morning, brought to you by Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Big wins last night heard here on WILO for Clinton Prairie and Carroll. They'll be playing against each other tonight for a sectional championship from Delphi. We'll have that game for you around 7:30 tonight here on WILO with Don and Carl. Going to turn it over to Don and Jamie now for Inside the Huddle on this Saturday morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Don. Great games you called last night at Delphi.
Well, I tell you what, the Gophers, 10 in a row.
Yeah, 10 in a row.
Are coming down the rough, the tough way to get to the finals, and they're there. I'll tell you, you got to give them a lot of credit. You got to say maybe the ball's in their court tonight.
Yeah, they're playing well right now. We're going to talk to Coach Chad Peckinpah here at 9:30, and then Adam Tusker, the boys coach for Carroll, at 9:45, but should be outstanding basketball game at Carroll tonight. And the scores for last night, Clinton Prairie beat Delphi 57-40, and Carroll beat Covington last night 64-38 in the sectional 38 matchup at Delphi for 2A. Of course, as we said, the Gophers and Carroll will be playing right here on WILO. Don and Carl have the call with John Jacoby right at 7:30. They'll probably be on the air just before that. Want to give another update, sectional 54 at Fountain Central. That game was not played last night because of the, I don't know if it was the weather or kind of the weather, but I guess they didn't have any power at Fountain Central. So North Vermilion will play Fountain Central here at 10 a.m. this morning. The Rossville Hornets are on their way to Fountain Central right now. Rossville will play Faith Christian. So we weren't able to talk with the coach from Rossville, Corey Dunn, this morning. So everybody's hopeful that Rossville can pull that out today. Don and I were just talking about that. If Rossville can win this morning and win tonight, they would qualify for the regional. We'll be right here at Frankfort this next Saturday morning. Other scores from around the area last night, sectional 22 here at Frankfort, Twin Lakes upset Western 45-43. Got any comments on that, Don?
Well, I'll just tell you, I just don't know. You look at how they could have possibly got it taken care of. Western is a really good basketball team with that Dean kid in the middle, and but Twin Lakes pulled it out. You got to give it up. They're going to play Rensselaer Central, right, in the championship game?
That's right. Rensselaer Central beat Benton Central 3 points, 47-44. So tonight at Frankfort, Twin Lakes will take on Rensselaer Central at 7:30. Sectional 23 at Peru. Peru beat Oak Hill 55-47, and Norwell was over Meconaqua 80-60. Another local sectional in 3A, sectional 25 at Danville. Tri-West beat Crawfordsville 57-39, and Danville upended Lebanon 60-49. So Tri-West will be playing at Danville tonight for the sectional 25 matchup. Other local sectionals for 2A, number 39, Taylor beat Elwood 45-37, Tipton over Madison Grant 73-56. So Taylor, from the Hoosier Heartland Conference, we'll play Tipton tonight at Taylor. And then number 40 at Monroe Central, Muncie Burris beat West Dell 59-34. And Wapahani was over LaPel 49-41. Muncie Burris, Wapahani will play each other tonight. The tie-in to us would be C.P. Carroll would play the winner next week of that game at LaPel. So we've had some really good matchups, and we'll be looking forward to talking to the coaches here in the second half hour for the matchup tonight. Any other thoughts, Don, on that?
I don't. The second game at it'll be the second game at LaPel. The start times have not been posted for the regionals, of course, because the sectional's still going on. But looking forward to talking with our group today as we're heading back to the land of the Boilermakers and talk to a couple of Clinton Countyans and Bailey Good and Dawson, Jacoby here in a minute.
Yeah, I think we got them on the line. Can you hear us, guys?
Yeah, we got them both.
Yep.
Hey, Bailey, last night you were on the Clinton Prairie coaching staff. Let's talk about that really, really quick. Nice win over Delphi after avenging, I guess they won the game, but it was double overtime earlier in the year. I think the Gophers played extremely well coming out in the start of that ball game, getting it up 11-0. Then maybe a turnover bug hit for a little bit, and we couldn't make any shots, but they survived and beat Delphi on their home floor. It's interesting to hear your thoughts of being on the coaching staff.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought our guys did a really good job of sticking to the game plan. We told them going into it, the first quarter's going to be big. You got to come out with energy, and I thought we did that. And the score kind of reflected that, as you hinted. We came out to an 11-0 run. But, kind of in sectional time, that energy kind of wears off after about the first quarter. And I think it kind of showed in the second, but came back out with great energy in the third. And that I think that quarter was really what put it away for us. Built up, I think we got up to 20 at one point. And then, obviously, Delphi wasn't going to quit, so they kind of chipped away at it. But credit to our guys for sticking to the game plan and showing with great effort and came out with a win.
Bailey, my question for you is the fact that now you've played the toughest road to get into the sectional championship. Kids are going to be a little bit tired. When you played Carroll at Prairie, again, you guys came out and you were very aggressive. You started right out in that 3-2 defense zone on the half-court side, pushing Carroll way out. Are we expecting that kind of tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I think you'll get a pretty good mix-up of defenses. Kind of have to talk to Coach Peckinpah and see what he's wanting to do for tonight. But, you'll get a good mix of defense, and I'm sure the guys will be amped up and ready to go, even though we, played Tuesday night and we played last night. But anytime you get to play for a sectional championship, I mean, you'll be ready to go. So I think our guys have a lot of energy and be ready to play.
I'm going to ask Dawson a question here in a minute about Rossville. But first, Bailey, can you talk a little bit about the win over Central Catholic the other night and the first one in 35 years, which you were a part of a few of those games over at Tri-Central when it was really close and how we just couldn't get it done throughout the years. Can you tell listeners what it meant to you for the Gophers to finally get that win?
Yeah. I mean, it's always great to win a game, but, not having the success we would have liked against a team like LCC, just kind of getting that, so-called monkey off your back and finally breaking through and getting a win. It's a great feeling. Props to our guys. They battled, really stuck to the game plan, forced them to shoot threes, and, they didn't end up hitting many. So, credit to our guys. I mean, it was a great feeling to finally get that win, and I kind of riding on that high, we ride out this sectional and go get ourselves a title.
Hey, Dawson, can you talk a little bit about Rossville? You were a graduate of Rossville High School, played basketball there, very successful. Rossville's always a great tournament team. What's your feelings today as they travel over to North Vermillion this morning to play Faith Christian at noon?
I've tried to follow throughout the year and been keeping up with them a little bit, for sure. And they've been through some ups and downs this year, but they've stayed the course. And right now, I think they're playing some pretty good basketball. So I think they definitely have a shot to get past the first game. And it's obviously, like Bailey said, it's sectionals. Anything can happen. I think they're going to give the championship run for its money for sure.
Kind of goes back to the old style of sectional when you played a couple games on Saturday to get you in, or a game in the morning and then an evening game on Saturday because of the way that their tournament was set up. Don't think that should be a challenge for the kids, being the fact that it's something they're not used to?
No, I think that coach is going to get them ready to play, and I think they're going to be amped up and ready to go. Sometimes, playing two games in a day, sometimes it can make you a little tired, but sometimes it could be a benefit because you're ready to play and ready to go.
Our guest this morning is Bailey Good and Dawson Jacoby. They're both Clinton County former players from Clinton Prairie and Rossville, but right now they are actually managers for the Purdue men's basketball team. Are we ready to play Illinois tomorrow, guys?
Absolutely ready. Yes.
Well, congratulations on the big win against IU last Friday, a game that we wanted to get over there and telecast, but had some blockage issues going on. But talk a little bit about your ball game against IU.
Well, I guess I'll go ahead. It was a good IU was a good team. They had a walk-on play, and if you remember Jordan Hulls, he played.
Yes, I do.
Yes.
So they had some ringers in there trying to knock you guys off.
They did. Absolutely. We didn't play one bit.
So
it was a very high-scoring game, and I think we ended up pulling it out 92-86.
For our listeners out there, if you're missing what we're referencing here, both these guys play as in the manager's game for Purdue, and they do a manager's game against IU, and that game was last Friday night. I think it was about 10:30 in the evening, wasn't it, guys?
Yes. Yeah.
What's it like playing that late? I know the other night it's hard for me to stay up at 9 o'clock to watch the Boilermakers at Wisconsin, but let alone playing a game at 10:30 in the evening.
Anytime you can get a chance to play in Mackey is a good chance to play in Mackey. So anytime, especially against IU. So to us, it felt pretty nice just to play, even if it was at 10:30.
Now, Dawson, you and Bailey were like lighting it up that Friday night, right? You boys were like double figures on the scoring side, right?
We came out pretty hot, I'd say. Bailey and I definitely in the first half kind of helped us take a lead and keep a lead for sure. We definitely kept hitting. No one could stay in front of Bailey. Bailey was running around guys, and I hit a couple shots, so it worked out for us.
Oh, to be young where you could just run around.
will there be a game tonight against Illinois?
That's a question for Bailey.
Yeah, I'm working on it. We're trying to schedule it. The thing with the manager games is they're always last minute, so just trying to work out our schedule with, you know, the traveling, finding Illini managers, trying to work around their schedule, see if we can find the time to play. So,
gotcha.
If we can find some time.
Well, guys, you're getting ready for the Big Ten tournament up in Chicago. What will be your duties coming up this week to get you guys up in Chicago? And then when you get up there, what will you be required to do for the team while in Chicago?
Well, for this week and practices and stuff, it's pretty normal. It's a pretty normal week for us. We're usually just the same stuff, but it's a little bit more. We're a little bit more focused and dialed in for sure with the Big Ten tourney and the NCAA tourney coming up, and just making sure everything's good for the guys. And for the Big Ten tourney, when we go, I don't believe we're going to the Big Ten tourney. It's just a thing with the benches there. They don't have enough bench space for all of our guys. So we will not be able to go.
Guess that's why they should keep it in Indianapolis.
Even last year, actually, there wasn't enough bench space, and our GAs actually had to sit in the stands.
Wow.
It's all about making the almighty dollar.
That's right.
Right.
You gotta get those $100 tickets in there
or more. So, what's your guys' feeling here for the Boilermakers tomorrow against Illinois? And are we going to celebrate wrapping up the 25th Big Ten championship?
Yeah, I think our guys will be ready to go. I know fans are constantly worried about how the way Purdue's playing right now, but there's not an easy win in the Big Ten, and that kind of shows with the standings. Like, there's six teams tied for second place, so, and plus being at the top, you're going to get every team's best shot. So you get a team like Illinois, who's definitely had their successes and they definitely had their struggles, but I think our guys will come out ready to go. They get a chance to play in front of the home crowd one more time, this year, and you know, you get to celebrate a Big Ten conference championship. So I think your guys will be ready, and I think that'll show.
Dawson, did you make the trip to Wisconsin the other night?
I did not, no. I went to Wisconsin last year when they played, and when Wisconsin was trying to lock up the Big Ten championship. So I went on a couple different trips this year, and the two other seniors went on that one.
I'm going to go back to you, Bailey, and the fact that basketball, when we were talking about the fans being maybe a little disgruntled right now, it's a long season. And in the Big Ten, it's a battle. I mean, you can see it on TV. I mean, look at all the marks on Mr. Edey and the amount in that Wisconsin ball game. He had two guys hanging on him, and then they almost knocked him over. So it's a long season and a battle. So physically, these guys, even though they get a little bit of rest time, they don't get enough to get themselves set up for the next ball game.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, it's a long season. You know, you're playing 30-plus games. You're traveling all over the country. Like, our guys got in at 2, 3 in the morning, Thursday or Friday morning. You know, practice that afternoon. They'll practice today. And then, you know, next thing you know, they're playing again. So just the turnaround time, it's very hectic. And, you know, on top of that, they do have to go to class every now and then.
Oh, that daily class. That stuff gets in the way.
Yes.
Hey, guys, we're going to take a short break here so we can hear a word from our sponsors. But we've been talking with Dawson Jacoby and Bailey Good. They're both basketball managers for the Purdue men's basketball team. And we'll be right back after this. Give a special shout-out to LFD Station 6. Thanks for listening this morning, guys.